All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we've got a big two-parter coming up covering the 1st of June card back at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa, and the last card in Sioux Falls today, June 8th. Last time at the Sanford Pentagon. And part of the reason for this is, as well as in Minnesota, they were wanting to have the PWA have state titles there. Something that was only done and defended there, much like the Illinois heavyweight title. And I don't need that many titles. And besides, if the focus of the entire thing is around Illinois, we should have an Illinois heavyweight title, much like you had the Texas heavyweight title in Dallas with World Class. You had the there was a Canadian title in AWA for a long time, and even a British Commonwealth that encompassed the Canadian as well. So you have these things coming up in other territories before. As we get to June 1st, Young Arena, Waterloo, Iowa, we have the announcement of PG-13 leaving the PWA. They're sick of it. They aren't in consideration for a world tag team title shot, even though I do believe they have beaten the Smoking Guns before. They're just not in title contention right now. But we do have two big signings to replace them. Bringing the Freebirds back together, Michael P.S. Hayes has signed on to reunite with Terry Gordy to be the Fabulous Freebirds. And then Iceman King Parsons has re-signed as well. So both of these guys will be seen in matches in this June 1st card. Eight matches on the card, three of them titles, and we can keep Iowa because we do have the spinoff of Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, which is primarily around Iowa. Much like we can still keep Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee because we have Motor City Wrestling's Brew City Championship there. So those things are still on the up and up to keep those two spots outside of Illinois. But enough of the behind the scenes. Let's see what the action is in the ring. First match has T.D. Steele facing off against Mike Jackson. And this would be a classic match between two of probably the greatest enhancement talent wrestlers. Guys who were never really in any serious consideration for any titles. You know, especially if you go back to Mike Jackson working Mid-South territory, but then also being the ring announcer in Continental, which I'm sure made his job that much harder if you're in Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Tulsa, but also having to be over in Chattanooga at the same time. That's got to be a bit of a stretch there. But Mike Jackson was a good wrestler. He always had the opportunity and the ability to be able to put over the top talent. And T.D. Steele was no different in WCW. You saw him probably on every single episode of WCW Saturday Night from the time he debuted until WCW Saturday Night went off the air. And he also was very good at helping the guys who were the top talent or who were trying to become the top talent to get to that spot. And in this match, it is a very good match. We have T.D. Steele winning in a time of 6 minutes and 57 seconds with a small package on Mike Jackson. The next match has the television title on the line. Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer defending the title against Nightmare Ken Wayne. In this match of champions Buzz Sawyer was a champion in many places I know. Especially Pacific Northwest. Nightmare Ken Wayne, really not a singles champion anywhere. I mean, he was good with Danny Davis as the Nightmares in Memphis and Continental, as well as I think they did a stint in Mid-South as well. But here in the PWA, he does have a good push as he is coming in as the challenger, but already a one or two time television champion already. And this is a very quick match as J.J. Dillon misfires on a pack of powder into Wayne's eyes. Wayne ducks and it gets all into Buzz's face, and Wayne is able to roll him up to get the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 57 seconds. Your winner and new television champion for the second or third time now, Nightmare Ken Wayne. Now we move on to a couple of guys who really should have had a better run at things, but they were always overshadowed. Hacksaw Butch Reed was tapped to beat Ricky Steamboat for the Intercontinental title. Yeah, he decided not to show up that night. And so then we get the greatest Intercontinental champion of all time, Honky Tonk Man, coming out of nowhere and winning the title. Reed was always eclipsed by himself. He's facing off against Kendall Windham, the younger brother of Barry, who was always in Barry's shadow. Made an attempt in WCW. WCW tried to do something with him, but it just wasn't working. The people just didn't buy it. He just was not as talented as Barry. So in this 15-minute time limit match, you have these two guys having a wonderful match, pretty much a brawl, as Hacksaw Butch Reed takes control of the match and eventually wins in a time of 10 minutes, 27 seconds with a Dragon Sleeper. Next match has Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, former World Heavyweight Champion, facing off against Billy Gunn, one half of the World Tag Team Champions. And this seems to be kind of an odd pairing to put in here, but it is also a desire by the booking committee, namely me, to push Billy Gunn a little more. Give him not only the tag team success of being the World Tag Team Champions, but get him up in the contention for the Illinois Heavyweight title. So what better way to do it than put him up against the former two-time World Heavyweight Champion? And I often wonder what this match would have looked like. 30-minute time limit. How would you have done it? Well, I guess you can tell me in the comments on Facebook, and also or email me wrestlingwiththeology@gmail.com and let me know how you would do it. But I've got Billy Gunn winning in a time of 29 minutes and 1 second in a very hard-fought scientific match, but eventually getting the win with the Famouser. Tag team match now with Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden, my personal bodyguards, facing off against Mance Warner and Jimmy Jack Funk, the psychotic duo that is managed by Nathaniel Whitlock and has now become the top priority for Whitlock as PG-13 has left the PWA. And this match doesn't get very far. I mean, yes, Warner and Funk try to make the whole thing a brawl, but when you brawl against Jimmy Golden, or you brawl against Bubba Ray Dudley, I mean, really, do you have much of a chance? Because both of those guys are typical brawlers. And they win with Bubba Ray Dudley getting the pin on Jimmy Jack Funk after the Bubba Bomb in a time of 6 minutes, 22 seconds. Next match has those two new guys that are coming back into the PWA with Michael Hayes and Iceman King Parsons, as you have the Fabulous Freebirds, Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy, facing off against the tag team of Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons, as Iceman has returned into Sunshine Stable to really, at this point, replace Chris Adams as Honky Tonk Man's partner. And could that mean problems for Gentleman Chris Adams and Ravishing Rick Rude, the Ravishing Gentleman, as Alexander York calls them? I wouldn't doubt it. And this is a brawl from the start to the finish. And it ends up in a double countout as referee David Manning just decides, I've had enough. None of them go back in the ring. I count to 10, call the match a draw in a time of 16 minutes, 47 seconds. Next match on the card, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling Tag Team Title Match. Uptown Boys, Marty Jannetty and Tommy Rogers facing off against Baron Von Roschke and Boris Zukov. Now this is one of those I enjoyed seeing in Central States Wrestling, the Uptown Boys having a little bit of success. And I really think that the Uptown Boys could have been that bridge in between Marty Jannetty going off with Shawn Michaels into the Rockers and Tommy Rogers going off with Bobby Fulton into the Fantastics. I really think the Uptown Boys is in the middle there that really could have been as good as the Rockers if they would have just pushed Tommy Rogers a little more. Well, that's exactly what they're getting in Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, as the Uptown Boys are the tag team champions defending against two guys who are known for just demolishing opponents in Baron Von Roschke and Boris Zukov. But the champions hold their own and finally get the win in a time of 28 minutes and 8 seconds after Jannetty hits a missile dropkick on Zukov to get the pin. Your winners and still HCW Tag Team Champions, the Uptown Boys. And now the match we've been waiting for, the American Heavyweight title on the line. Brother versus brother, David Von Erich defending the title against Kerry. It's finally time to put up or shut up for David. 60-minute time limit. We're not even going to we might as well not bother with the rules, as these two guys have been trying to skirt the rules in their match and interference with matches for each other for the last few weeks. But Nick Patrick tries to keep things under wraps and within the rules here, until he gets knocked out by a errant discus punch by Kerry Von Erich, trying to separate them in the corner. David tries to take control, but the Freebirds show up. And the Freebirds nail David with a spike pile driver to give Kerry the win and the title in a time of 14 minutes, 13 seconds, as a groggy Nick Patrick gets to make the pinfall. Your winner and new American Heavyweight Champion, the modern-day warrior, Kerry Von Erich. And what is the point of this? Simply to give a little more heat to the feud. Let them have that moment where, okay, do we go against a common enemy in the Freebirds and try to rekindle that again? Because I'm sure that Dory Funk Jr. and Fritz Von Erich would love if I'd let the Freebirds go down to Texas, as well as David, to come down and rekindle the Freebird-Von Erich feud. But I'm kind of liking this brother feud with the Von Erichs. But the Freebirds kind of help them, maybe give them the push to maybe put aside their differences. But then again, may it just add some more fuel to the fire. Well, we'll find out in a minute, because now we move to this week's card, Sanford Pentagon, June 8th, the last card in Sioux Falls. We have 10 big matches coming up. One title match, of course, the television title on the line, as it is in every card, but two good non-title matches, because, well, one of them doesn't have a title involved at all. But you have Gentleman Chris Adams, the Illinois heavyweight champion, facing off against his former tag team partner, Honky Tonk Man. Now, this would be a title match. Honky Tonk Man deserves a title shot, but we're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, not Illinois. And then the other one is Terry Gordy facing off against the guy who just lost the American heavyweight title, David Von Erich, the Monster Heel. The two former tag team partners clashing with each other over the events that happened a couple of weeks ago. But first, let's talk about some contract signings. TD Steele, Rough and Ready, and Jimmy Jack Funk have all signed contract extensions. And we signed some new talent. Cowboy Ron Bass has decided to come in to PWA to try to see if he can make a name for himself here. So we'll see these guys all in the ring on this card. As we start off with TD Steele facing off against Mance Warner. And it's your typical squash match for Mance, that he does his thing, Steele does his thing. Mance Warner is your winner in a time of 3 minutes, 53 seconds. Next match has Jimmy Jack Funk facing off against Steve Armstrong. I'd kind of forgotten that Steve Armstrong was still on the roster. Just kind of not been around. But now Jimmy Jack Funk gets him in the ring after kind of taunting him, bad-mouthing Bullet Bob and Brad and all the rest of the Armstrong clan, which is easy to do when you only have to deal with one of them. But they get into the ring, and it's a very quick match as the brawl goes to the outside, and Funk drops Steve across the throat on the guardrail to roll back into the ring just in time to beat Tommy Young's 10 count, your winner by count out, Jimmy Jack Funk, in a time of 2 minutes, 31 seconds. He goes to grab the bull rope to then hang Steve over the rope, but he gets stopped by Rough and Ready, his own stablemates, that they don't need anything else. Nathaniel Whitlock does not need to be paying any more in fines for having hangings in the PWA. So as the ring gets cleared out, television title on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne, who just won it last week, defending the title in the automatic rematch with the former champ, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, and the two just rip into each other. These two guys have had a lot of matches together over the last couple of months. They know each other very well, and the match eventually goes to the champion by disqualification in a time of 10 minutes, 34 seconds, after Buzz gets sick of him and just throws him over the top rope. Now we have the debuting Cowboy Ron Bass facing off against last week's debuting Iceman King Parsons. And this is a great match. The two go at it, but Cowboy Ron Bass ends up on top. In a time of 10 minutes, 26 seconds, he gets the pin after moving out of the way in the corner from a butt thump from Iceman to be able to roll him up with a vicious power slam. All right, now we have Michael P.S. Hayes facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. Pillman trying to make a name for himself as well, but he falls just a bit short, as Michael Hayes takes him down with a DDT for the win in a time of 11 minutes, 1 second. Next we have Jimmy Golden facing off against Terry Funk. Funk coming off of the attack by the Smoking Guns after he attacked Bobby Heenan for costing him a match a couple of weeks ago. How's he going to do on his own? Well, let's put him in the ring with somebody who's just as tough as he is in Jimmy Golden. And the two have a quick brawl, with Funk winning the match with the pile driver in a time of 6 minutes, 7 seconds. Now we get up to the non-title match, getting ready for a couple of weeks from now when there is the Illinois title on the line with Chris Adams defending against Honky Tonk Man. This time, no title on the line. Alexandra York doesn't even bother making a prediction because the computer probably predicted that Adams would lose, which he does, by disqualification after he purposely super kicks referee Nick Patrick. Your winner, by disqualification in a time of 15 minutes, 56 seconds, is the Honky Tonk Man. But Adams and Rude comes down to the ring and they double team Honky Tonk Man for a couple of minutes until Iceman makes his way down to the ring to even it up, causing the two ravishing gentlemen to flee the ring. Iceman still challenging them to get back in, but they want nothing to do with him. Alexandra takes Herman back to the dressing room, comes right back out with Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels as he faces off against Chris Candido. And this is an interesting match, as the two of them kind of have somewhat of an unorthodox style, but they still manage to get the job done to keep the fans involved. But Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels hits the best moonsault ever on Chris Candido to get the win in a time of 17 minutes, 17 seconds. Next, we have the World Tag Team Champions coming down to the ring against the newly extended contract signers of Rough and Ready. And of course, the Guns are not going to put the titles up against Rough and Ready. No matter how much Nathaniel Whitlock might beg Bobby Heenan to do it, it's not going to happen. Smoking Guns, typical squash match. Billy Gunn hits the Famouser on Ready in a time of 35 seconds to get the pin and get the win. And the fans are like, oh, it's over already. Oh, okay. Well, let's move on to the next match, because that's what they wanted to see. Terry Bam Bam Gordy facing off against the monster heel David Von Erich. This has been a couple of weeks coming, especially after Gordy and Hayes cost David the title last week. 60-minute time limit. And the two pretty much go the entire limit. Surprisingly, Kerry doesn't make an appearance. Michael Hayes doesn't make an appearance. Really, nobody makes an appearance. They just want these two guys to just duke it out and hopefully knock each other out of the PWA so that they move up in the rankings. But Gordy makes David submit to the Oriental Spike in a time of 51 minutes, 21 seconds. Your winner, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, over the former American Heavyweight Champion, putting him in just a little bit better contention for Ravishing Rick Rude's World Heavyweight title. That completes the last of the big circuits around the territory. Now we go back to the emphasis on Illinois starting next week, but next week we're in Fizer Forum. Great matches on the card, including a triple threat match for the World Tag Team titles, as the Smoking Guns defend the titles against HCW's Uptown Boys and Motor City Wrestling's Blackjacks. That'll be good. Even though he lost the title, he lost to Terry Gordy tonight, David Von Erich still has a world title shot against Ravishing Rick Rude. That'll be next week, as well as many other items on the card. You don't want to miss it. You also don't want to miss the theological side of the podcast, as we are going through the small called articles in the confessional corners on Monday. We're in Psalm 106 and the history of Israel in the Old Testament on Thursdays and Digging Deeper. Both of those there to help you to wrestle with the theology around you, as well as my Sunday sermons, the moments of meditation, all of these things there to equip you to better wrestle with the theologies around you. Amen.